Hey, fellow Warzone listeners. My name is Zach Camps. If I'm not golfing or slinging my hands of Monster, I'm usually thinking about Dynasty Fantasy Football. A couple months back, I joined the Patreon just to take my Dynasty passion to the next level. And I'll tell you what, well, let's just say there's writer downers for days in the Patreon. As a member, you get access to the bonus pod where the guys take the filter off and talk about a wide variety of topics that maybe they won't cover on the normal show. You also get access to Memphis and Jerry for one-on-one advice, personal dynasty dilemmas. They'll tackle them for you, help you out with it. You just don't get that anywhere else. But I'd say my favorite part about the Patreon is the group chat. Tell you what, these guys are some excellent minds, tons of fun. The fire in there is amazing. Great platform to post trade questions, debate rookie values, share insight, interact with some cool people from across the globe. You know, shout out to those guys in Australia. They're blowing my phone up all the time. You know, the best part is there's no Twitter trolls or Facebook trolls arguing about stuff they don't know anything about. So if you want to enjoy your Dynasty experience even more, win those championships, pause the podcast right now, sign up, and you can thank me later in the group chat.
Well, hello, neighbors. Welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor. It is your host. It is Memphis. You can follow me on Twitter at DWZ Memphis, and we're back at it again, contracting, helping folks with their rosters. So tonight we've got Damon. He's going to come on. He's got one of the most unique leagues and situations that I have encountered to date. We're going to cover a lot of that with him here in just a couple of minutes. Just want to make sure that I hit you guys with a couple of things real quick. Now, this is if you're watching live on YouTube on the Dynasty Warzone YouTube channel. But if you're listening via podcast, it is the Dynasty Happy Hour. Tell you what, do me a solid, do me a favor, and jump over to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. And if possible, leave the Dynasty Happy Hour a five-star review. You can tell them Memphis sent you, you enjoy the contractor, whatever. And if you're also there and so inclined, check out the Dynasty Warzone. Actually, now the DWZ Football Network. We have Dynasty on Wednesdays. We have Rookie and Rookie Mocks on Mondays. We'll be covering gambling props for the Super Bowl as well as the NFL Draft. So we have a lot going on over at the DWZ Football Network. And I'm not going to waste any time, man. I've got a guest waiting. If you're watching live on YouTube, you will see he quietly and professionally, for a non-podcaster, doing a great job getting ready to go on the show. Now, his name is Damon, and we're just going to talk about this roster. So, first of all, Damon, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me, man.
No problem. Now, I noticed that's a really sweet Denver Broncos t-shirt. Now, what part of these fine United States do you hail from?
I am from Minnesota, but I grew up during the football seasons when I was a kid. John Elway was the quarterback for Denver. And just watching that guy play, he sucked me into football. I started liking football when Elway was quarterback, and I've just been a Denver fan through it all ever since. And, I mean, Minnesota, I mean, I'm homegrown. I mean, I do love the Vikings, even though they are a constant disappointment. But, you know, have you ever heard the saying, why my Minnesota Vikings team is purple, right? Because you'd be purple, too, if you choked as much as they have.
Man, that is hurtful. It is hurtful. I am a Colts fan. I live just a hair north of Indianapolis. But, hey, we do share Peyton Manning.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time. So,
and a good good dude. So we have that. You have one of your favorite Broncos probably on your roster. We're going to talk about this in just a second. So first of all, how long have you been into Dynasty?
I honestly just started fantasy football, I would say probably 5 or maybe 6 years ago. So I haven't been doing it for that long. Tyler Gunther is actually the reason I got into it in the first place.
I'm sorry about that in advance.
Yeah, I've known Tyler for that time. Me and him used to work together. We've been friends for, you know, for about 5-6 years. So he got me into it, and I've slowly learned over the years, just kind of gathering my wits about it. But the team that you're going over with me today has been one of the biggest struggles I've ever dealt with. I've tried everything I've could, and it is just a A disaster is putting it nicely.
now, this is a salary cap contract league. It's currently a one QB, but if the conversation we had beforehand was correct, it is turning into a super flex as soon as this coming season, correct?
Yeah, in 2022, it's going to be turning. So after this coming season, yep. So not this season, but the following is when we're transitioning over to Superflex.
Okay, very, very good. And then it's not tied in premium. You do have you do have kickers and defense.
Yes.
And you also have some salary cap stuff involved as well. Now, how does the salary cap work? Can you give us that in a quick little aside? See.
Yeah, give me one sec here. I'll just pull up the league stuff here just so I have it all.
Sure. And while you do that, I will go ahead and pull up your roster. For those watching live with us on YouTube, I am going to share my screen so that everybody can see the roster in which we are working with. Now, this was an orphan that you picked up a couple of years ago.
Yes,
and it's got a salary cap format, but it's got rookie picks. Just curious, once you get it pulled up, what you can tell us about the how you acquire players.
Well, the total thing is now is our salary cap is going to be, I think, with $200 is what your general salary cap is. Your cap years, you get 70 years to spread amongst the players too. So as of right now, as my team sits with. Without dropping anybody, my team sits with 29 years available. And I, right as we speak, have $56.50. But after I drop a few of the guys that are 0 years and have a very high bid amount on them, I'm going to inherit almost over half my salary cap back. So I'm going to have some cap room to play with, that's for sure.
Okay, well, that's good to know, but you also have draft picks. And before we go any further, for the listening audience and the viewing audience, you inherited this team as an orphan owner.
Yes.
You, my friend, are doing the fantasy and dynasty worlds, you know, good work. You taking on this roster for this league to help keep this team afloat is a good thing. Has there ever been any talks of a second chance dispersal? Or maybe you and a couple of other owners would just throw everything back in the pot, stir it up, and do a little like a dispersal draft?
I honestly don't think that would ever come into play just for the fact that almost 90% of the league are guys that have been in it for years. So me coming into it, I'm the most fresh face. There's a few teams that have taken on co-owners, but other than that, I think I'm the last person to come into the league as a fresh face since I joined. So I don't think anybody would do that just for the fact that they've got pieces they ain't letting go.
You know, it just depends on the league. I'm in a league that is going into its third year. And I think half of the owners just did a dispersal redraft. It could be because your boy here was the two-time reigning and now defending. That's how it works, kids. If you win a league, you are the reigning champion. But if you win it 2 years in a row, you are the reigning and defending champion. So maybe that was part of it. I don't know. Maybe it's just because, you know, they wanted to have some fun. It's one of those things. That's going to happen. So it's not a super flex yet, but it's going to be.
Yes.
So let's just go over the roster and we'll talk about some of the band-aids we can put on this team. Now, you don't have very many 2021 picks.
No.
But do you have your 2022s?
I believe I have some of them. Let me check here.
What did this poor GM in front of you do?
I mean, honestly, when I came in, if I remember correctly, like I came in and the guy traded some of my first rounds coming into this. He had traded them for guys that make absolutely no sense. Like what? Like why on earth? Like I'm a guy who, I'm going to be honest, I'm going to tell you flat out, I don't know everything. I'm, you know, I've watch football. And, you know, the stats and stuff came to me. I'm starting to pick up this, you know, pick up Dynasty and pick up this fantasy football in general. But even I coming in, looking at the roster, I scratched my head going, what? Like, I no idea. I have no idea. Like, I still don't know what this guy was thinking originally. But that's the kind of been my schnick is like, I've picked up two other leagues now that I am also in where I've picked up rosters that are absolute garbage. I don't know if I'm just a glutton for punishment or what, but I just keep coming into these, except the only thing is this is the only one I have yet to be able to really do anything with now.
Well, we're going to get you on track. So let's just kind of go by the roster piece by piece and maybe what we can do with them. Now, this is going to be a super flex league. So yes. Based on the number of quarterbacks you have, let's just go across the roster of QBs. You've got Drew Locke, okay. Gardner Minshew, Mason Rudolph, which looks like you're going to be losing him to a contract. Alex Smith, based on his cap number and years on the contract left, looks like he's gone. And then Carson Wentz. What were you going to say about your QBs?
The QBs, the thing, all the guys that have zeros, everybody that's on my roster that is zeros, I have the ability to sign on for another 2 years. So I can keep all guys with zeros if I want to, just so there's that. And then with Rudolph, I can't, or Mason, yeah, I can keep him if I want to, or I have to let him go. It's kind of up in the air for me what I'd want to do, but I'm probably not going to do anything with him. I drafted him in hopes.
So what you're going to have to do, well, let's just talk about, so first of all, right now, your moves on this roster are going to be very limited until you got your free agent signing period in this league. First of all, yeah. Right now, it is the worst time in Dynasty to share, to try and move veteran players off of your roster. I saw earlier today that someone traded the 105 and Alvin Kamara for the 101. Okay. I mean, if we're that low on Alvin Kamara, I mean, I'm all for moving Alvin Kamara at this point in the season. I mean, I'm sorry, at this point in his career, but we're after the season. And I mean, you're just giving away equity. You know, I acquired Devontae Adams in the league I was just referencing where I went back-to-back as a champion. And I've kind of put some feelers out there with some people. I mean, you're lucky right now if you get 75 cents on the dollar for veteran players. So a couple of the veterans that you do have right now, like I would be doing the opposite. If I was one of the unscrupulous owners of this league, I would be coming to you and I would be looking to buy – Drew Locke on narrative, on like a speculative type ad, because, you know, a lot of people think that he could be replaced this offseason. Now, I personally don't think that's going to be the case. It could be the case, but I don't think it's going to be the case. And, you know, the time to move Drew Locke on this team will be this coming season. You're really hoping that he winds up keeping that job.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on it too. I was just like, I look at my quarterback situation and literally every single person there is, I hope they start next year. Like that's legitly where I'm sitting at right now. Like,
well, on my screen, I think you may be able to see it. I know the listeners on YouTube can see it. It's kind of like a pie-ish graph. It's a round graph that kind of shows the life cycle of the fantasy football season. One of our Patreons over at patreon.com/DynastyWarzone, they shared that with me. And like right here, it has the little arrow that says, you are here. And currently right now we're at the end of January and, you know, you see the green where it says peak player value. Peak player value is back at the middle to end of December as the playoffs are going off. And now you start to see things like rookie hype and pick value are starting to skyrocket. I will post this over at DWZ Memphis as soon as I get the opportunity. I'll make it my, maybe make it my pinned tweet for a little bit so that people can get a good look at this. But I thought it was a really interesting reference. So based on the fact that right now that you do not have any real rookie capital to work with, and the one thing that, you got, now you got Carson Wentz. I happen to continue to be a fan. I know a lot of people do not, but let me hit you with a series of questions if you're ready.
Let's go.
Okay, Carson Wentz said that he could no longer work with Doug Peterson in that offense in Philadelphia. And who's still in Philadelphia as we speak?
Wentz.
Okay, Carson Wentz had his best career, best year of his career under Frank Reich, but they couldn't get Frank Reich, so who'd they go out and get?
What's his name again? I don't even remember.
Nick Sirianni, a guy who has been in both L.A. and in Indianapolis with Frank Reich. So that tells me that between the amount of draft capital they gave up to acquire Carson Wentz, the amount of money they owe Carson Wentz, by the way, his $100-plus million extension just kicked in, and what you're looking for with Carson Wentz is you're looking, you know, weeks 2, 3, 4 of next regular season, that's really going to be the starting point with this roster. We're hoping that we see Carson Wentz look good in camp. We're hoping that Carson Wentz comes out looking good in the first couple of games of the season. And that gives you a sell window. Not even a sell high window. You know, I would be looking for if, and if is a big word, if you're getting any traction out of him around week 3 or 4, maybe he's had a couple of nice games and it looks like he's on the rebound. Don't waste any time. You're not trying to let that hype build. You just want to get out from under. Get you a 2022 first and maybe a developmental player. Maybe a couple of bucks of salary cap. I don't know. But you're going to get a sell window because not only is he a very speculative piece anyway, and no one's going to give you anything for him now. I mean, I would because I am Warren Buffett type investor. I'm looking to get that. I'm looking to find something cheap and try to turn it around and make something out of it.
Yep.
Not quite GameStop stock, but you know, hey now. But you're looking. This is the kind of thing where if I was a savvy owner, I would be looking to buy him cheap from you. Do not let anyone do that. You were in this for a couple of years before you turned this thing around. So what we're doing right now is basically you bought a nice piece of land, and by that I mean, you're a member of a really good league with a bunch of really good guys because I know Tyler and I know the leagues that Tyler's in because I'm in a couple of leagues with Tyler and he runs a very good league. So you've got good real estate. You're in the housing industry or the building industry, you want to build in a good location. At least you got that going for you. You got a good group of owners. They're going to be around. Your time is not going to be wasted because the league's going to fold in a year or two. You can make some long-term moves. So I first thing with the quarterback, I would be looking to unload Carson Wentz, hoping to get a little bit of traction, and or Drew Lock. You know, same thing with Drew Lock. I am personally torn on your boy Drew Lock as I continue to stare at that horse head on your shirt. I am torn because I'm a believer in Pat Shurmur, the offensive coordinator in Denver. I really want to see him have a normal or as close to normal offseason as possible. With Cortland Sutton, with KJ Hamler, with Jerry Jeudy, with Noah Fant, and with Pat Shurmur to have a full offseason to really build some chemistry and see what's what with this Denver offense.
Yeah, that's one thing I definitely can say too as a Denver fan. I'm really hoping, because I know prior to this one, Locke was starting to come into his own towards the end of the season. He was looking fantastic. And then this year, he just didn't have it. And I'm hoping that's due to the circumstance of everything that's been going on in the world. And, you know, I'm hoping that he can get that back because he was really starting to look good that when, you know, see these two seasons ago, and then this season was just ugly, you know.
I would be personally like, so what you're going to have to do is you're just going to have to watch a ton of preseason, you know, comments and, I would recommend, I do this myself. This is a Memphis best practice for everybody. Create a Twitter burner account, not to troll people, not to be a dick online, but what I do is I have a separate Twitter account. I am followed by like 12 people, but all I follow is beat reporters and the ESPN person who covers every NFL team. So I find the local paper. So in Indianapolis, it was a gentleman named Stephen Holder. And then I think it was David Wells, who was the Mike Wells. I'm sorry. They think David Wells was a pitcher for the Yankees. But Mike Wells, who is the Colts ESPN beat reporter, I follow those two guys. And all I follow is about 65, 70 beat reporters, writers, talking heads. And I just literally scroll through that. Another good thing to do is if you don't have Instagram, is create an Instagram account and follow all. And if you already have one, create a burner Instagram account. And literally on that Instagram account, just follow all 32 NFL teams. Because the stories and the comments and everything in camp, they're little clues. And you're looking for those little clues that, man, maybe if I could just, you know, find the guy who, I think, what, 4 years ago was Tyreek Hill, who was, you know, like a late round draft pick, wasn't going super high in rookie drafts, you know, had some character concerns. Now, that's like hitting the lottery for the most part in playing Dynasty. But that's what you're going to want to do. So I would, the reason for talking about the Twitter and the Instagram burners and following all these people is you're going to have a very tough decision to make, and you're going to need to make it around week 3, 4, or 5. You're going to have to ask yourself, and you can reach out to me at any time. You have my, we follow each other on Twitter. You can DM me, and it's got to be, hey, who am I better off to hitch this wagon to as my QB2 of the future going forward? What have you seen through the preseason in the first month of the season that makes you think one of these guys is a good super flex roster, and who should I sell? I can't answer that now, but that's the decision I would be making with this quarterback group.
Makes sense.
So my next question is, yeah, there's going to be some free agents, and I don't know that they'll put a lot. I'll tell you a free agent I would go out and grab. Are you guys still doing waivers and things like that?
No, those are closed off for.
Do you know when they start back up?
I believe they start up after the rookie draft, if I'm not mistaken.
So what you got to do is you got to put yourself a note in your and when is the free agent auction budget? The free agency signings.
I'm not even sure, to be honest with you.
You're good. I want to put a name in your head. Okay.
All right.
You want to go try, if he's not already on a roster, because I'm at about 50-50. I picked him up in two leagues this week, Andrew Luck. So every offseason, Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard, they go to or get in contact with Andrew Luck and do everything short of begging him to come back to the Colts, because the Colts are really a very good quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender in the AFC. And that's the kind of lottery ticket this type of team needs. You know, you could go out and pick up, you know, all the backups and speculative QBs you want. And if they hit, maybe you can flip them. But if for some reason, and I know it's a complete gamble, and, you know, it may cost you a dollar or two, but if Andrew Luck comes back, what do you think you could get for him in this league? I'm guessing probably a ton.
Yeah, I just looked through the free agency, and he is not out there. So somebody already jumped on him.
Perfect. You know what? You know, just keep an eye on him, because what I do in a lot of my Superflex leagues, I pick him up this time of the year, and if he's not on the Colts roster by week one, I just drop him and move on to someone else.
Yep.
But I know this. Where possible, if he's going to pop back up on an NFL roster, he's going to pop up on one of my dynasty rosters more often than not. Because to carry him during the offseason, as opposed to Mason Rudolph, who you have on this roster, if the best case scenario for Mason Rudolph, Big Ben retires and rides off into the sunset, that's still not great for Mason Rudolph, because the odds of them bringing in someone else is great. So his value is not going to increase. But the odds of an Andrew Luck going from basically nothing right now to being worth a ton, it goes up overnight, and you've got a market and you've got a name value. So those are some of the things. Now, I was going to ask you, are there any free agent quarterbacks that you can see floating around that you can maybe spend this $150, $200 on?
Let's see here. As of right now, quarterback-wise, Brady is out there. Other than that, there is really nobody to blink an eye at.
I don't know that I would go bananas looking to acquire Tom Brady, but he's worth a couple of bucks. But then again, you would be picking him up looking to trade him. That's it. You would be looking to trade. You'd be looking to pick up Tom Brady going into week one, hoping he gets off to another good start. So you could, even if you flipped him for a third round pick, it made it worth the time and the effort, because that's what you've got to get right now. You've got to turn every old player. If you could get anything for Gardner Minshew, I doubt it. My move with Gardner Minshew is to wait and see who drafts Trevor Lawrence in your rookie draft, and then offer him Gardner Minshew for like a fourth round pick, a late fourth round pick. If anything, a piece of bubble gum, a hair clip. You guys like me and you don't need hair clips. That's why I wear the hat. Scratches my head on the headphones. But we're looking to get anything we can get. Now let's go to running backs. And again, we're in bad shape. Now you got Myles Gaskin, Todd Gurley, Philip Lindsay, Adrian Peterson, and Devin Singletary. I see a lot of guys that are bound to get replaced in the not too distant future.
Yeah.
I would embrace the suck and understand that 2021 is going to be an ugly season for you.
Oh, trust me, man. I've been in the toilet bowl and the winner of the toilet bowl the last two seasons in a row. So the suck has been embraced.
I would be literally going around looking to move Todd Gurley for like any third round pick. Maybe you find a fan that would be willing to come off of something. I don't know. Same with Devin Singletary. I would be literally this close to rookie draft time. You're not going to get a second for any of these guys. But for Lindsay, Gurley, Gaskin, and Singletary, I'm looking to get a third. And then what I would do if I were you is, after the rookie draft is cleared on my football league, which MFL, which is this league is hosted on, in your free agency pool and the free agency auction, the rookies all have an R on their name. I want you with this roster to purge this of everything that you can for whatever you can. Dude, you're like having a garage sale. Go get one of those signs that says sale. Tack that dude down in your front yard and everything must go. Hey, you know, you're the team that Miami drafted Najee Harris and you have Najee Harris on your dynasty roster. Cool. Come get his backup. Come get his handcuff. Come get Myles Gaskin for a third or a fourth. It's fine. Just move him. A fifth. Whatever. Because you have nothing to lose. And then during training camp, you go through every good roster. Always start with the good rosters first. Start with the Kansas City. Start with the Colts. Start with every team you can. And anybody that, even if you've never heard of them as an R, as a rookie, throw as many of those guys on your roster as possible on like a one-year deal. One-year deal, as cheap as possible. Like last year, a name like Rico Dowdle would have been a name who wound up on the Cowboys. A couple of years ago, there was Bo Scarborough. There was Evander Holyfield's son. Throw all those dudes on your roster, just praying like hell someone hits. Praying like someone like hell that somewhere during the season that you get lucky and catch an injury fill-in special that someone will give you something for in season. That's the best that I can recommend with this running back crew.
Yeah, it's ugly.
Well, and then I was hoping that you had a few more. The next problem that you have is that your wide receiver group has a couple of good guys. I will tell you that I'm a big Courtland Sutton guy. I'm a believer. He's probably the most valuable thing that you have. The problem is that no one's going to give you anything of equal value right now, A, based on the fact that he's coming off of an injury, and B, based on the fact that veteran players like a Courtland Sutton aren't at their full value right now. What you got to do is you just got to lay out. You have to let him, you know, show up in mini camp, show up in spring, you know, spring practice, show up in training camp looking good. And then you just go around and start identifying rosters that could use a solid wide receiver two with upside. and start looking to cash out then. The other guys that you have on this team, Curtis Samuel, he could be moving teams in the offseason. And Will Fuller. Now, Will Fuller really screwed you with his drug use. Very rarely does someone else's drug use, you know, impact you, especially when it's steroids. But he's going to be suspended the first game of the season. He's losing his quarterback.
I will say that I was kind of wondering how the hell the guy didn't get hurt this year, and now it makes sense.
hey man, whatever the hell he's on should be legal. By the way, I always love to quote the he wasn't the best fighter in the world, but he was a hell of a soundbite. Chael Sonnen, every drug is performance enhancing. If a doctor gives you a drug that's not performance enhancing, that's called malpractice. So every drug is designed to enhance your performance. But yeah, he's going to be suspended the first year. You need some luck, my friend. Alan Lazard, if Green Bay again does not address the wide receiver position, and I know it's easy for the armchair GMs to say, well, they'll just sign someone. They'll just sign someone, you know, with what money? They're over the salary cap as we speak. Who's leaving? Aaron Rodgers clearly wants his center. I forget his name. He's a Pro Bowler, and he more than likely wouldn't mind Aaron Jones coming back. Okay, how are they going to pay those guys? And then they're going to go out and dabble in the free agent market. The best case scenario is that Green Bay, again, does not invest in the wide receiver position early, and maybe Alan Lazard takes a step forward. Anthony Miller. With Anthony Miller, you're hoping that Allen Robinson leaves and the Bears don't address the wide receiver position. And maybe Anthony Miller gets a rise, because all of these guys you're going to have to attempt to move in season. The one thing that you're not taking, the one thing that you could do if you find a Courtland Sutton fan, because he's going to be he's extremely polarizing. I know I love him. A good friend of mine, Nick Whalen from the Dynasty Trade Calculator and Dynasty Nerds groups, he's a big Courtland Sutton guy. A lot of people are. Maybe you could get one of these young stud wide receivers coming out of the draft and maybe an additional pick. You know, certainly something, you know, I mean, because you're going to need to reset the hands of time, because by the time this roster is ready to compete, Courtland Sutton will be over the age cliff, and he'll be on the wrong side. So if I could get, say, Rondale Moore, who's coming out of the draft this year, he'll probably be a late first round in rookie drafts of the super flex format. If I could get him and maybe a 2021 or 2022 second, you have to consider it, man. You really do. That again, allows you to reset. Then if Rondale Moore starts showing hype, then maybe you can go ahead and flip him for even more 2022 draft capital. Dude, you're going to walk away from this team in about about 3 months, and you're really going to have one quarterback, and that's really it. So that is where I'm at. What other wide receivers and running backs are in the free agent pool? Because I know there's going to be more guys to go in there once their contracts expire and owners – make some deals, and maybe I'll have you back on right before or right after. Actually, let's do it. Let's you know, you shoot me a date, and I'll get you right back on right before you guys do your free agent signing period.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. Just looking at it, a guy that's out in the free agency as we speak, Keenan Allen is out there.
Okay. Doesn't really fit your build, but maybe you can sign him to like a 1 year deal and flip him.
Yeah, that's kind of, we did make a thing to where certain players, I think we have to sign them for a 2 year deal now. I think that's something that's in the contract thing, just so guys aren't trying to stack the box for their teams and stuff. Cause I think we're running into that issue. So I think we have to sign a minimum of 2 years now.
That would be hard. That would be hard unless you felt very comfortable that you could flip him.
Yeah, it all depends on how much money he goes for too. If right. I could get him for cheap enough, then, you know, he's a decent option. There's not really a whole lot of people out there as we speak.
Then what we'll do is we will keep this one a little bit short, and we will rebook you. Now, when is cut down day? When do owners have to make decisions on this roster?
I'm pretty sure we have to have it all set in stone, and our decisions have to be done right around the rookie draft.
And do you know when that is typically?
I believe it's usually, I want to say the week following the actual rookie draft, I want to say.
Like the first week of May then?
Yeah, somewhere in there, yeah, usually, I think.
Because the rookie draft this year starts on the 29th. And then it wraps up like the second. So you would be looking somewhere. So what we need to do is, I don't have my exact booking calendar in front of me. What we need to do is we need to get you back on like Wednesday the 5th or 6th or whatever that is, or Thursday the 6th, whatever. And we need to sit down and have a quick conversation. Hey, here's what's out there. Here's what's going on in the rookie draft. And then we'll have, because right now we're working with a little bit of incomplete information.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
So the one thing, and you can DM me, and we can always follow up with the listening audience and the viewers later, is you and I, if you get an offer on one of your two quarterbacks, we can decide if that's something we're interested in. Another player that I think that piques my interest a little bit is Logan Thomas. Tight end one last year. He's a guy that if Washington does not address the tight end position either via free agency or the draft, and there's only really one tight end in free agency that makes me nervous, which would be Hunter Henry. But if he avoids Hunter Henry and he avoids like Kyle Pitts and Brevin Jordan and some of the other tight ends in this rookie class, and he continues to stay entrenched as a solid tight end one in that offense, he's another guy that in season I would be looking to move. And the reason why is he's not like George Kittle. He's not 27. He's 29. You know, you need to move him, get you a pick for him, and just continue whatever you can get. If you got anything on your roster that you can get a pick for here or there, just take him. Just take him and pick up bums off the waiver wire.
That's how I was going to think, and I should address things, is I'm just going to be – bumming it up for the next – I'm just going to limp my way across for the next couple of years.
You know, I had a roster, one of the 1QB league, and it's staying a 1QB league. It was originally a non-PPR league. Now it's a half-point PPR league. And when I took it over, man, this thing was a turd wrapped in burnt hair. And now it's come a long way. I've got my quarterback situation taken care of. I've got my tight ends. I got my wide receivers. I hit on Antonio Gibson in this past rookie draft. And now I just need to add one or two more running backs with my picks this year. And I think I'll be in the mix. So it does take a couple of years. It takes patience. But, man, you're not a horrible way off. I would just float around in the group chat, you know, just to kind of get the feel. Because even if you don't make a deal – You can force your league mates to tip their hand. Like in poker, you force someone to you know, let you know what they're holding based on your actions. And, yeah. and that's what you should do. You should just put it simply out there in the group chat. Hey, willing to move Cortland Sutton, willing to move Logan Thomas, willing to move Will Fuller, DM me if interested. Okay? And they're going to lowball you. You might as well succumb yourself to the fact that you're going to get lowballed.
Oh, but yeah,
all you're looking to do is you're looking you're just looking for names. Oh, hey, Tyler's interested in Will Fuller because I know Tyler. He's always interested in Will Fuller. So Tyler, you know, you just make some notes and keep a notepad in your phone. So-and-so was interested in Cortland Sutton. So-and-so was interested in this, this, and this. And then you just don't even act on that. Don't even act on that information. Hang on to that information. And then when the season gets rolling, and then again we see some of the things we're looking for, then you know exactly who to start with. Hey man, I noticed back in February, you had some interest in Cortland Sutton. What's your level of interest now that you've seen him in camp, and now that you've seen him running around, and now that you've seen him look healthy? What's your level of interest today? You know, when the Eagles named Carson Wentz the starter. Hey, what's your level of interest in Carson Wentz now that you know he's the starter? You know, because all you're doing by putting these guys on the block, you know, if someone wows you with a fair offer, we'll take it. But if not, we just want to add them to a list. We're looking for them to express interest so we know who they are, and we'll be able to better act on this later.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
So let me ask you this. So you're a three GM fantasy player in Dynasty, right?
I own, four Dynasty, four teams total.
Excuse me. Have you done any of the startups yourself? Or have they all been orphans?
One of them was my own. And okay. It was the first ever team I ever drafted, the first ever step into the Dynasty world. And it was the first time I ever did it. So that's my baby is my baby.
Well, you are going to do great, because here's the one thing. So I've been in management in various capacities for a long time. And I used to have a coworker named David, and he and I used to joke, and it was like, I can help you with just about anything, but I can't help you if your give a shit's broken. If your give a shit's broken, ain't nothing in the world I can. If you have a good give a shit, we can fix it from there. It may take us a little while, but it's obvious by, you know, the conversations you and I have had and having you on the show that you're excited about Dynasty. You're a competitive dude. You know what greatness looks like. You know who Peyton Manning is. We're going to get you there. We're going to get you there, man. So what we're going to do is we're going to make this. Now, they don't do this much anymore. Everything now is like series, and you can binge watch all the episodes at once for the most part, except Disney. And good for Disney with The Mandalorian and WandaVision. It's like, look, you get one on Friday, and then you'll get one next Friday.
Yeah, it gives kids a taste of what it was like when we were growing up.
That's right. That's right. When they put all this BS on there and you can binge watch all of it. Like, I remember Netflix when Daredevil and The Punisher would come out. That was a weekend that no one knew I existed, because I was dieseling through. But now, you know, so we're going to do a two-parter. So we're going to call this part one of two with Damon. And I am gonna turn around as soon as I hit the stop button on the record feature here. I am gonna book this man for the first Monday in May. I'm gonna have a better idea, and we're gonna recap what's went on with this team and what our next plan of attack is. But I think we know a couple of pieces we want. We know some stuff we can do now. And we're just getting started, man. We got a long road to hoe with this one.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And I do appreciate you helping me out. Like I said, I've kind of been at my wit's end with this team. Other teams I've taken over, I did take over an IDP 2 years ago and went from being one of the bottom teams to this year I took second place. And that was with Christian McCaffrey out and a multitude of other of my top guys were out, and I still took second. So I do know I can turn some teams around, because I've done it. It's just this one I am struggling with.
Well, and it sounds like you have some very tenured and talented GMs in this league as well. So that's also going to make it a little bit. But man, we got this. We totally got this. But yeah, no, man, I'm happy to do it. So for whatever reason, I feel like every podcast that I host, whether it's the Dynasty War Zone, we sign off with, we're just here to make the world a better place for fantasy football. When we sign off here at the Contractor, it's, you know, the roster you have today is not a life sentence. We can fix it. We can make it better. And, you know, on the big bet, it's money won is twice as sweet as money earned. But I truly believe trying to help people and share my experience. And I love, so this right here, this is like one of my little hidden features. I love making the listener like yourself. I love making you my co-host for the night, getting you out here, talking about some Dynasty, and working on some rosters, man.
Yeah, it's been fun, and this is the first time I've ever been on a podcast myself, so it was pretty interesting and pretty exciting. Definitely looking forward to your help and seeing what we can do with this roster throughout the off season and going into the next season.
So there you go, guys. Thank you for tuning in. This is, we're going to call this one Damon Part 1. TBD, back in the day, you would get through that last commercial break thinking you were going to get resolution to the story, and they would hit you across the bottom, to be continued. So yeah. Damon is to be continued. We'll have him back here in a couple of months. But on behalf of Damon, I am Memphis. And remember, like I just said, the roster you have today is not a life sentence. We can help you fix it. We can make it better. Just going to take a little bit of work. And thank you for tuning in. Have a great week, guys.